Welcome to the Spoken Web Shortcuts. Each month on alternate fortnights, that's every second week following the monthly Spoken Web podcast episode, join me, Hannah McGregor, and our minisode host and curator, Catherine McLeod, for Spoken Web's Shortcuts miniseries. We'll share with you specially curated audio clips from deep in the Spoken Web archives to ask, what does it mean to cut and splice digitally? What kinds of new stories and audio criticism can be produced through these short archival clips? A fresh take on our past minisode series, Shortcuts is an extension of the Shortcuts blog posts on Spoken Web Blog. This series brings Catherine's favorite audio clips each month to the Spoken Web podcast feed. So if you love what you hear, make sure to head over to spokenweb.ca for more. Without further ado, here's Catherine McLeod with episode 1 of Spoken Web Shortcuts, mini stories about how literature sounds.
Welcome to Shortcuts. These minisodes take you on a deep dive into the sounds of the Spoken Web archives. And this season, we're going to be exploring even more audio collections across Spoken Web's network. So we're headed into audio archives, and we're taking a shortcut. We're getting there quicker through a short cut, a cut, or a clipped piece of audio, usually around 2 to 3 minutes in length. Sometimes it'll be a poem, or sometimes the social noises around a reading that tell you about what it was like to be there.
Do you want to try improvising to a trip that's here? I'll let you read it.
Seriously, want to do that?
Yeah, it's just going to be some sound.
Okay, I don't know.
That was poet Maxine Gadd speaking with Richard Summer about an improvisation with poem and flute that they then performed.
Yeah. Are we? Oh, I'm sorry. God.
It was a clip featured in Minisode 1.2
what?
From our first season.
The flute? I think it's over there. Rich is going to make some noise with my flute.
I'll make some noise if you give me a microphone.
Okay. Which one do you want?
Shortcuts brings you sounds out of the archives and into your ears. And what will you do with those sounds next? What you do with sound is one way of making scholarly criticism about sound. What do I mean by that? Well, let's hear what shortcuts from last season sounded like. And let's hear them spliced together. In this remix of highlights from last season, you'll hear a sonic version of an introduction to Shortcuts.
This year, or was it last, returned to my place of origin, British Columbia.
The wonderfulness of the Mounties are a secret police. They open our mail. Petulantly, they burn down barns they can't bug. They listen to our political leaders' phone conversations. What could be less inspiring to overhear? They had me down on the floor till I turned purple. Then my friends pulled them off me. They think breastfeeding is disgusting. Every time we come here to raid this place, you always have that kid on your tip.
Arise when
they tore my daughter's dolls
and trying to live and become
one of my more memorable beings
in a climate like that, which seems to be a climate that is reemerging in spite of
amber alcohol, all of the slavery.
Appearances to the contrary that had appeared
in a far-flung suburb of Empire.
The idea that
slum, a bubble
that
born
that,
yesterday,
that
or a 12
born
pack
yesterday
of empties,
was finished,
or a bubble in
and
a
that
bottle,
it
a
was gone
in the seat,
and done,
a
and suddenly a wave
archived by teenage brains,
of
autobiography of an outsider screened at the drive,
has
nobody
has
is crashed Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme.
On the corner there, half indecisive tarnish of atrophied fish and raffia swung, a house sign, a place to enter. Where I'd make tea, your lips on the future caught, so you could read me.
This is a poem which, oddly enough, came out in a Mexican magazine in Spanish not too long ago, looking completely unrecognizable to me. It's called I Should Have Predicted.
That remix was a series of short clips from our first season of these minisodes. Who are you listening to? Try to guess. Or head to spokenweb.ca to find out. Share which sound caught your attention by tweeting with the hashtag SpokenWebPod. I'm Catherine McLeod, and these minisodes are produced by myself, hosted by Hannah McGregor, and mixed and mastered by Stacey Copeland. And a big shout out to Minami Ozawa, who designed the beautiful logo on the minisode's new web space. Tune in next month for another deep dive into the sounds of the Spoken Web archives.